It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Yep, our Nielsen ratings continue to roll. Nielsen, which is of course the global measurement and data analytics company, has this show in the top 10 in New York AM radio. We're almost going, running, what, 3 years, 3.5 years in the top 10? Just recently we came in number 3. That's like pretty cool, especially during hot sports season on a Sunday night. So we appreciate your patronage of this program and the expectation that you have that we deliver week in and week out fantastic business content. And tonight's guest will deliver. That's not a question, but it's radio, so I'm going to keep you in suspense for another minute or so. Every single week, we cover such a wide range of categories and topics. We cover corporate culture, strategic planning, time management, customer retention, real estate, emerging technologies. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the amazing team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who play such an important support role for the show. Srilly, Michal, Malka, Tova, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And of course, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. Whoa! We're on the, and the way you can access every single past show, and even tonight's show, will be at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and there will be a link that will take you to the platform of your choice. How do you like that? Well, we go to tonight's guest, Stephen Gaffney. Stephen Gaffney is, let me just put it this way, all right? He is the leading expert, a global authority on teaching organizations to tell the truth and communicate more effectively. I became a big fan of Steve when I picked up his book years ago, Be a Change Champion. Is it Become a Change Champion or Be a Change Champion?
Be a Change Champion.
Okay, Be a Change Champion. Nice, small book. I don't know, it's like, what, 80 pages or 100 pages. And I'm like, this guy's smart. And I said, and, you know, we were fortunate now, I'm buddies with Steve. We had him on in the past. And corporate culture is such a hot topic, and the topic of building great teams, how to deal with toxic employees, and a number of people have asked me about this topic, and I'm like, I told my team, get Steven on the show. Get Steven. He has the answers for everything, and he hits them out of the park. So without further ado, Stephen Gaffney, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to jump. It's okay. I could toss you like a curveball. Like anything is good.
You could do anything.
Oh, man. You're great. You're great. So in one of your pieces, you wrote something that was a little astounding, if I may. You talked about high-performing teams are undesirable. And I said, is the guy crazy? All right, Steve, it's all yours.
Well, the thing about high-performing teams, yeah, is I found out it just misses the mark. So, I mean, there's all this stuff on high-performing teams, and I'm sure people are saying, but it makes sense to me, or it's worked in my organization. Maybe that's the case, but not nearly as well as it could be if we look at it completely different. So first let me address why I don't terminology high-performing teams. The biggest problem is performing. So what is performing? It could be that I'm doing really well, parts of the team are doing well, but I think it misses the mark. So I coined a new phrase that seems to be right on the mark. And as soon as I say it, hopefully people say, yeah, that's really what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's consistently high achieving teams. Consistently high achieving teams, mm-hmm, which is the acronym I use, is CHAT, right? And so here's the difference. It isn't really about performing. It's about achieving bottom line results. I mean, I've never met an executive who says, yeah, I just want my organization to work hard.
Right.
It's really about producing results, right?
Right.
Achieving.
Right.
And then we don't want one-hit wonders. It's really about consistently, and, you know, being consistent. So I thought to myself as I started into this work, it really isn't about high-performing teams. It's really about consistently high-achieving teams, which is why I coined the phrase CHAT, you know, the acronym CHAT, to describe it all.
So, okay, but let me just hold on today. Yeah, because
because
I love it, but at the same time, I want to hold your feet to the fire here because, you know, a high-performing team, every executive wants a high-performing team, no?
Yeah, well, if they interpret it as achieving. See, I just wanted terminology that's crystal clear that I feel reflects really what CEOs, executives, admirals, and generals that I've worked with really are after, which is a consistently high-achieving team. It's like, are we producing results? And actually, there are five indicators to be able to tell if you're on a consistently high-achieving team.
And by the way,
you have a consistent
Steve, this is why I love interviewing you. And from your book also, you have them and you have them spelled out in steps. You just talked about five steps. The floor is yours. Please list them and elaborate on it. No, because I remember that from the book. Like, you spell it out. I love it.
So, first of all, consistently high-achieving teams win and get challenged together versus a committee wins or loses separately. I learned this from the great consultant Alan Weiss, who's also a mentor to me. And what I learned about this for this particular criteria is most teams, I'm just talking about teams as a whole, are really committees. Again, a team wins and gets challenged together. A committee wins or loses separately. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. There's a process I developed called a reboot, and that's the way to get this consistently high-achieving team. And the concept of the reboot is just like with a computer. When there's a problem, you unplug it or turn it on again, or turn it off, then turn it on. You get rid of the junk mostly, but you keep the foundation so you can really move forward. What I've realized with relationships and teams, and incidentally a team could be two or more people, is that people get bogged down with things. So when what happens is that a lot of times it's really a committee because people are kind of out for themselves, and I don't mean in a selfish way. They're just worried about not getting the job done. So I was doing a reboot for an organization, and we always do this pre-work. And I told my client, who was hiring me just to make the team better at that point, I said, you got a bigger problem. They don't even think they should be a team. In fact, they want you to leave them alone. And not because this was a bad executive, but the people on this quote-unquote team perceive that they would do a better job by themselves within their organization than having to work as a team. So he had a bigger problem, and that is to lay out the business case of why we should actually be a team. I mean, he could command it, but, you know, people can be say yes and still resist. So the idea is, you know, understanding that distinction, and most teams in the workplace I've experienced are really committees. And this is why team building really doesn't work, because we're trying to team build a committee, which really doesn't help anything. That's one criteria.
Right. Okay.
And I can keep going, but any
questions
on that?
No. Good.
And I love
keep going. No, we're ready for number two.
Team first, position second is the second criteria. And that's where consistently high-achieving teams think of the team first, position second. What I mean by that is the team is first top of mind, and they think about their own position, their own area second, because they realize something that often people forget. Great teams produce great achievers, not the other way around. So a lot of times we're working on personnel, we're trying to get great achievers to create a great team. But as we see in football and most sports, it's the great team atmosphere, the culture, that produces great achievers. So in other words, here's what I'm trying to say out of this. You can take a team that's not doing that well, and if you really develop them into a consistently high-achieving team, the C players are going to become B players, and the B players are going to become A players, and the A players are going to just be off the charts because that team culture, that chat of a culture, consistently high-achieving teams, produces great achievers. So if they're thinking about the team first and position second, that's what this is all about. How do you know it's not happening? Is when people say, well, you know, I did my job. It's the other area that's dropping it.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't work. I mean, a great example, unfortunately, right now in sports, and these are my beloved Redskins. My gosh, it's been years. I don't even know what it's like to have a winning season in Washington, D.C. anymore when it comes to the Redskins. And I love the Redskins, but You can always see it at the end of the game where you don't see them talking about as a team, we won or lost. It's just certain areas.
So, by the way, you know, once you're talking about it, they got to give a shout-out to the Nationals. What would you say that they did right?
They're terrific. Yeah, they're all about a team. And let's now look at the Nationals. With players, they were not even supposed to win the World Series.
Yeah, they weren't going to go
outperforming.
Right.
How about the Washington Caps? Another example. I mean, there's great teams in Washington. I just love the Redskins. I really want to help them one day. So anyway, but you're right about the Nats.
Okay, number three.
Number three is no daylight. So here's what I noticed about consistently high-achieving teams. They have debate. In fact, debate is good internally. But mm-hmm. externally, to all the people outside the team, they should stand as one. In other words, right. no team member should there should be no daylight between any team member. Here's what I mean by daylight, meaning disagreement, a gap in understanding. Think about it this way. For all those parents out there, when your child comes up to you and you give them an answer and they don't like it, they usually go to the other spouse. and because they see daylight and they're ready to run right through it. But it's challenging, right? So the way to achieve that, and we'll talk about that with essential elements, how do you make this happen? But one of them, just to give talk about it right now, is the Vegas rule. What happens here stays in here. Instilling the Vegas rule in a team is all about so people aren't sharing outside, except for what is approved. So I get passionate about this, and I
That's
keep talking
great.
About it. But
That's
anyway,
yeah,
what's cool. your thought about what I'm saying?
Oh, the Vegas rule. You know the funniest thing? When I went for a trade show in Vegas, so I took a picture of the sign, and I noticed how there were like 20 video cameras all around that sign.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, right.
But the slogan is great.
But the slogan is great. All kidding aside, yeah. the Vegas rule is so true. So true. If you have something, even if there's some internal issues a person has to deal with, keep your mouth shut. If you're part of a team, you got to keep it within the team. To the outside world, you got to slap on that smile and go just like a performer on Broadway. If there's an issue, it is sound. That's it. The show goes on. The show goes on.
Well, actually, a play is a great example, right? When we attend the play, right, we don't want the director or an actor to come out before and say, look, you know, we got some problems with the crew. Some people disagree. We weren't sure on some of the lines, but we kind of hope you agree. In fact, I'm having right now a disagreement with it. I mean, you would be like, This is insane.
But
this happens in organizations all the time. I'll give you an example. We're about to pick up a client, and the leader of the organization's big issue is I can't trust folks because when I say things, they just leak it out. In fact, he said to people, I cannot tell you certain things because of that. And I see this across – it's much more challenging than people realize because we don't set the Vegas rule. But here's the good news. Most of the time, people violate the Vegas rule. There's daylight between members because we're not really crystal clear on that. And so people use their judgment, and then that creates upset. So most of the time, it's really innocent problems, which actually creates an easy solution. You just got to get this crystal clear. And at the end of a meeting, every meeting, share, okay, this is what we're going to agree to share. And if you really want to take it to a high level, I got a great tip, and that is to say to the team, nothing is shared except for what we explicitly say to share. So you know when people are like, well, I said this, but I think I can say this.
Right.
Easy solution. If we didn't say you can share it, you can't share it.
Great point. Oh, so we're up to number five?
Well, number four. I know.
Number four. Like, okay.
I just get so excited about each of these. Number four is exceeds results. Here's what we notice about consistently high-achieving teams. They just don't meet the goals. They always are overachievers. And what I mean by that is they just exceed the results. I mean, look at the Chiefs. I mean, some predicted they'd win the Super Bowl. But guess what? In each of the playoff games, they were down in double digits. And what they did to come back, it's like they just didn't eke it out. They smashed the other team. And what I mean by that is outproduced results. They exceeded the results, expectations of what most people thought would happen. And the fifth one is they're never satisfied. When I've worked with and developed consistently high-achieving teams, what I see as a result is they're just never satisfied. So you ever have somebody say, well, look, you know, we did a good job, and look, we achieved it. Yeah, but we got to get better next year. Look at the way Belichick as a whole handles things. And I don't mean to always use football examples, but you could take the greatest leaders. They're just never satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So true. My guest is Stephen Gaffney, the global authority on teaching organizations about communication and many other critical aspects in order to be successful. Stephen, before we go to a break, how could people get in touch and find out more information about how you could help them grow?
The easiest way is if they go to the website and then click on for more information, they can contact us. But the website is justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com.
That's great. That is great. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is the global authority on teaching organizations to tell the truth and communicate more effectively, none other than Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for taking up your time. Actually, you're in the $1 million club in the NSA, National Speaker Association. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a great, great club. I mean, dealing with and interacting with all the highest, really the highest achievers, you could say, in the speaking world has just been fantastic. We all share our strategies and we learn from each other. It's really why I enjoy going to the National Speakers Association. It's for that meeting.
Wow. Wow. And what was the largest crowd that you ever presented at?
Ah, good question. I don't know, probably a couple thousand.
Nice.
When you're at it 25 years, I don't know if you're like me, but memory is like, somebody will say, did you speak in that industry? And then I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I'll get off the phone and say, yeah, I did that. But it just, you just forget. But I mean, so a couple thousand probably. I remember I did one speech where, which was really interesting, where the majority or at least a significant portion was all online. And that was interesting. So they weren't in the room. And I think that's kind of where we're all headed with in the industry. And I think that's an important thing for most organizations to look at. It just can't be stand up and be in front of the people. That a lot of people can't be there. In fact, I did a session once where I was alone in a room, and then it was video conferencing, and everybody was together at a different site. And it worked great. You just have to adapt with, you know, whatever's thrown your way.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, well, I just wanted the listeners to know about, you know, the type of guests that we always seek out on this show. And, of course, Stephen fits within that rubric of the type of guest. By the way, how many books have you written?
I've written four. I'm in process with two.
Nice.
And I've written a bunch of, you know, a couple of pamphlets, and then there's another booklet I've written. But by official standards, you'd say four, and then there's two in the works.
Nice.
One is on the subject that we're primarily talking about, which is about these consistently high-achieving teams, because it's been so dramatic, the impact to organizations.
And tonight's show is specifically talking about building high-achieving teams, and therefore I'm going to open up with a question. Stephen told me at the beginning of the show I could toss anything, so get ready. I'm going to toss a grenade. Get ready. All right. How do you deal with a toxic employee, someone who's just poisoning the atmosphere? If there's anyone out there who could talk about it, it's Stephen Gaffney, because you've seen it all. you're a consultant for many high level executives. Stephen, what's your advice on how to deal with a toxic employee?
Actually, that's how I cut my teeth in the industry, because years ago I developed a 9-step formula on how to share what you need to share with anybody and resolve the issue. And resolution can look a lot of different ways, but it inevitably often dealt with poor performers or very challenging employees. So the first thing is you got to deal with it. Time deepens wounds and deepens problems for the most part. You leave something alone, it usually doesn't get better, it gets worse, right? Performance problems left alone get worse. Contractual problems get worse. Customer problems left alone get worse. So you got to deal with it heads up. And you might say, well, that's okay, that's obvious. But here's the thing I found out, that most people wait too long. In fact, I've never, ever, ever experienced about 25 years of doing this. I've never coached one executive, CEO, whoever, who has finally made a personnel move and said to me afterwards, I should have given that employee more time. Never. Inevitably, they always say, I gave it too long. I should have moved on it. And then here's the interesting part. When they make that move, it's, you know, pulling up a rock and seeing all the worms underneath. They discover way more problems than they had any idea. And you might say, well, why would that be the case? Because a lot of times people just try to adapt and work with very challenging people, but it really hurts achievement, and it really hurts the culture, and it really hurts the overall organization and what they're trying to do. Mm. So you got to take that move in. I can go into how to handle it, because it's actually not hard at all.
Yeah, so that would be such a help for so many people, because we all know that an executive, you know, has to show heart, has to show care, yet at the same time, must keep their eye on the bottom line, must keep their eye on production and everything else, and must make sure that everyone's happy and comfortable in an environment. So what happens inevitably is that most executives, or many, will drag their feet and be afraid to pull the trigger or be uncomfortable pulling the trigger. So if you could provide perspective on how to do that, this would be a great help.
Sure. So, of course, the key is to deal with it. And, you know, I could go through the 9-step formula I developed years ago, but I'm just going to give them a very simple one that they can do immediately. What you do is you sit down with the employee, and the first step is take responsibility that you're there right now in the situation, and you're going to take responsibility. In other words, disconnect from the past. If you start battling from the past, what's the employee is likely to say and get defensive, and you're going to start to litigate the past. And here's the key thing right out of the box. You can't litigate relationships. Human beings are emotional. They're not logical. So you can start to explain with all the logic and facts, and it's probably not going to move the needle with that employee. So here's what I would suggest. You sit down with the employee and you say, look, we're obviously having some challenges. We could, you know, rehash the past and describe how we got there. But here's the thing. I'm going to put all the past in the past. What I want to talk to you about is what I want out of this job. What are the key things we got to deal with? So here's what the job is, and here's what the job is not. And what you start to do is lay out what are the key objectives, what do you want the person to do, and explain what the job is, and then explain what the job is not. The reason why this distinction is important is if you just say what the job is, people will often infer and read into exceptions and may expand the way they're hearing it. But if you say, here's what the job is and here's what the job is not, you can explain things. So what you could say, for example, what the job is to get these three goals done. What the job is not is to come to me with just complaints about why things can't get done. What the job is come to me with problems and suggested solutions. What the job is not is to complain to other people about myself or other individuals around their back. Now, I'm doing this fast, and people might say, well, that's kind of harsh. But the point is, whatever you explain what the job is and what the job is not. So far, we've disconnected from the past, so we don't have to explain that. We are now talking about the present. Here's what the job is. Here's what the job is not. And then you say to the person, and you're accepting responsibility of where we're at, but you're saying, are we clear? And if the person goes, yeah, and you can tell they're not really clear or they're upset, then you can have a conversation and say, look, this is what the job is. This is what the job is not. And so how do you feel about this? What are your thoughts? And if they start debating you, then you say, look, I understand. But this is what the job is and this is what the job is not. Well, I didn't know that before. Absolutely. I'm not going to explain this. You know, relitigate the past. Here's what the job is and here's what the job is not. So are we clear? And then when they say eventually they're clear, or they got questions, then and here's the next really important part. Mm-hmm. And you say, great. I'd love this to work out. So here are the milestones that I'm going to judge that this is moving forward in the right direction. So you're not just going to wait for the goals and objectives in the job to be achieved. You want to see some key performance indicators, some milestones, and then you immediately move out and you say, we'll check in a week or 2 weeks and see how we're doing. And if they say yes, which I had a client do where they were dealing with somebody and the person said, okay, I agree. And then when they started holding their feet to the fire, right, and the milestones, the person was missing the milestones. Mm-hmm. And that created the opportunity to say, look, this doesn't seem to be a good fit. And then you can move accordingly. If you have to put somebody on a PIP, performance, whatever that, I always forget what the acronym stands for, but essentially, on a plan to improve their performance, mm-hmm. so be it. But often, here's what I think so magical about this. Often people will say, you know what, this isn't that great a fit for me. I agree. And then we want to I give them a way to save face.
Right.
Look, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. And I want you to find a job and I want to help you find a job or a position that you're really excited for because life is short and I'm there for you. It just isn't going to work with this job because out of what you're saying and where we're headed. Does this make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such great advice. And one of the takeaways that I had here is that the executive holds the line, meaning let's not go to the past. Let's just talk about where we are. And that's number one. Another takeaway, as you just mentioned, is that you're allowing the employee to save face, which is really what the executive, it's probably, I would imagine, like you indicated, 100% of the time is really what's in the best interest of the company. Because if the person is not performing, by the time it escalates and becomes a problem, there's perhaps not much that can be done to rehabilitate an individual, especially if they're toxic.
Well, and here's the thing. I have found that people out of this conversation can change. Because here's what they now know.
Okay.
Here's what the job is, what it's not, and they know the milestones. You know, a lot of reasons why people don't perform well is not really crystal clear on the expectations. And you could say, well, everybody else is clear. But the person who defines clarity is not the sender of the message, it's the receiver of the message. So this is also a compassionate way. You're not trying to nail them on the past. You're just saying, look, let's try to move forward, and this is what I'm seeing. And if the person says, I disagree, with the job and the way you're looking, you could say, fine, I understand that. But I want to be clear with you, this is what the job is. So it's not persuasion. It's just saying, look, this is what it is. I mean, I can share with you, I used this strategy once I first learned with a guy I hired, and he was doing okay, but I realized I had to take responsibility. I was failing because I wasn't letting him know what the job is and what the job is not. And when it was done, I said, okay, why don't you just let me know? And he said, let me think about it for 24 hours. He came in and he said, you know what? It's just not a good fit. And I said, great, no problem. Right. I helped him move forward. And to this day, we still stay in contact.
Wow, that's nice.
That's the kind of thing when you take strategies like this.
Right, right. No hard feelings. You know, it's just not a fit. You know, we'll part, you know, part amicably.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and this is true with, you know, my specialty, the backbone, how I cut my teeth in this in my business, was teaching people how to have a difficult conversation and get it resolved. And one of the most important things that people often forget is allow the person to save face.
Right.
My gosh, you see people when they react, they finally get so mad, they can't stand it anymore, and they just come at the person hard. And here's what I found, and this may sound counter to what we've been describing, but here's what I found. People in life are generally doing the best they can with the tools they have. Most people are doing the best they can with the tools they have. Now, you might say, well, this person is toxic. Yeah, but in their own mind, they're often not trying to ruin things. They think it's helpful. They think it's helpful to be the naysayer. And in some sense, it can be, right, presenting a different point of view. But they're often in their own mind thinking they're helping. It's just, I know it's hard for people to understand sometimes, but and this applies even in home life. I've given friends this advice who are upset still with their parents. And I said, my gosh, look at the amount of time and the distance and everything else. And life is short. Well, you know what? Maybe your parents are doing the best they can with what the tools they have. Well, they're not thinking of this, this, and this. I got it. But as soon as we say in life, and I found this so true, well, if I were them, well, what's the problem? We're not them. So we're all different. And sometimes we make a move and the person moves on to a different position and they're much more happier. They may not be in the moment, but often later on. I mean, how many relationships have we all had in life, friends or whatever, and something just finally didn't work, and then you realize later on it was the best move.
Right.
Looking back at my life, it's improved. So all of this to be said, because I know I started off hard, right? It's like, mm-hmm. You got to say there's a job is
right,
and the job
right,
is not.
Right, right.
But my gosh, it's the attitude.
Yeah, yeah. And with the goal in mind for the best of the company and for the employee. That's really the key here. Because that employee, if they're miserable, what's the point of grinding along? Just move along, move on to a place, and most probably would be a better fit in the next place if they weren't happy in the original place. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Gaffney. He is a global authority on the topics that we're talking about tonight, building great teams, how to communicate better, tell the truth. In fact, Steve, what's the website that people can find out more information about you?
Sure. It's justbehonest.com. So if they just put in justbehonest.com, then there's a tab they can get in contact with us, or they can send me an email directly at Stephen@StephenGaffney.com. So Stephen, Steven, at StephenGaffney, all one word, .com. Steven, G as in George, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, Ney.
Folks, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Gaffney, the global authority on teaching organizations to tell the truth and communicate more effectively. Stephen, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. Well, let's still stay on what we talked about in the last segment. And, you know, making the move, a very delicate move, on dealing with a toxic employee or someone who just, you know, either if it's a rotten apple or a serious underachiever. Now, what happens? Let's just talk about the effect that goes on when an executive is dragging their feet and they're uncomfortable making the move. They don't know how. In the previous segment, you spelled out, you laid it out clearly how to have the uncomfortable conversation. You laid it out so clearly. Question now I'm asking is that, let's say you know, an executive, they're uncomfortable and they're just going to drag their feet. What type of effect does that have on the rest of the team?
It's huge. Because here's what you find, or here's what I found. When that executive leader, manager, CEO, or whatever makes that move, they suddenly see all the problems that were there. And really what it turns out to be is everybody wants that person to make that move. In fact, here's what I found. High performers, high achievers, the consistently high achievers want the leader to take a move. I mean, have you ever make that move? Have you ever been part of an organization and the leader is just not moving out? And it actually uninspires you, but it inspires us when we take action. One of the essential elements of a high-performing team is to move with speed when good enough is good enough. The point being, and we can talk about that, what is about move fast. You know, another thing, I've just never seen anybody ever get fired because they move too fast. Just never. But I've seen many people watch this happen where even leaders have taken too long to make a decision, move fast. They're just too slow. So people want you to make that move. That's why I think one of the most admirable leadership traits is impatience. At least the ones I've seen, the best CEOs, admirals, and generals, they're impatient. They're like, we got to go faster. One of my clients wants to cut a year out of the budget on a project. And he said to his folks, and that's what I became part of, is to make this happen. And it's definitely going to happen because we get excited when decisions and things move out. Nobody ever says, wow, I'm really motivated when things take forever. Oh, yeah. It just brings out the best in me.
I'm so motivated. This is taking 5 years.
Wish it would take longer.
It's so true. Action, action. And those that can't hold on maybe don't belong on the team.
Well, here again, it's just so interesting the advice that's given to these executives and CEOs. I just think they often miss the mark, and maybe I'm a little bit too controversial. But another big client of mine, you know, he's getting advice that he moves too fast. I said, it's not that you move too fast, and he's producing phenomenal off the charts results with his organization. I said, you want to keep up that speed. The key is to get everybody up to your speed, not for you to slow down for them. It's really, we got to get them up to speed. And that's what we did by doing these reboots, by doing the, you know, central elements of a high achieving team and all of this stuff, because you want to get people moving faster, never slow down. In fact, you know, here's what we're finding. Organizations that take forever are often missing the mark. IBM, you know, and my dad worked for IBM, so I'm a huge fan of IBM. But from 2011 till now, they've had mostly declining revenue. And for 22 straight quarters, they had declining revenue. So, and they missed the mark on some substantial moves like the cloud and other things. I mean, people can do the research, but the thing is, this goes back to never being satisfied. We have to move out, try things. You know, one of the biggest organizations that influenced me in my life, sure, that I've had the pleasure of working with, my favorite, is actually the military. You know, if I said to you, I know of an organization that has over 1 million employees and they're the best in the world, would you want to study them? Would you want to do what they're doing? People say yes. And I said, that's the military. So one of my favorite quotes from the military, sure, is no plan survives first contact with the enemy. No plan survives first contact with the enemy. In other words, it's not that you don't plan, you plan, but you got to move out because you learn with action. Here's the interesting thing. We learn by doing and taking action, not by sitting there and thinking.
You know, folks,
it doesn't mean, I got to say this. I'm not saying don't think. I'm saying think, make a good decision or the best, or try to make something and move out. And then you'll learn with testing, with talking to people, with taking action.
You know, folks, having someone like Stephen Gaffney is why I remain in the top 10 in New York AM radio. It's, you know, I, you know, the only, oh man, you know, this show is only an hour. What are we supposed to do? Well, one thing we're going to have to do is make up now. Stephen, we're going to have you back, all right? Hope that's okay.
I'd love to be back.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I'll always like your interviews because you're highly energetic. You're always positive.
Thank you.
And you're thinking, putting yourself in the listener's mind
and
thinking, what do they ask? So I love the question about performance.
Thank you.
You know, lower achievers, because that's what people are thinking. How do I have this difficult conversation, for example?
Yeah. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, the final segment with Stephen Gaffney right here on 77 WABC. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than the global authority on teaching organizations about truth, how to tell the truth and communicate more effectively, none other than Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm really enjoying the interview,
always. Thank you. Well, there are many companies out there that are listening, tuned in. Again, our listenership is comprised mainly of small business owners, executives, and they're probably saying, hey, you know, I could use this, Stephen Gaffney. How could people find out more about you and to either do a consultation with you, have you as a consultant, or possibly have you come to their organization and give a presentation on a subject that no one wants to talk about, but you will. So how could people find out more information? What's your website?
It's justbehonest.com. So if they go to justbehonest.com, there's a contact window, and then you can just fill out or whatever and just reach us from there. And here's what I want to say. I'm all about people taking action, as we learned from the last segment. So I'm going to make an offer. Here's the offer.
Sure.
It's very simple.
Sure.
Use something out of what we talked about today, and then just, you know, contact us, and I'll go to my website, and I'll send you any product that's, you know, any electronic product, because almost all our products are electronic now, you know, versions. I'll send you any of the product for free. I just want you to actually take action. So I want people to just try it out. And here's what I want to say is, it's, you know, whether you're a small business or whatever situation you're in, you can use these team stuff, these difficult conversation stuff with customers, with potential customers. And what I mean by that is, when you're talking about a consistently high achieving team, I've done many reboots and many things using this putting out this content and working with groups with their customer and the company. So you can do hybrid stuff. You can do that because they're all teams. So there's so many applications. I just want people to take action.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
JustBeHonest.com.
Beautiful. Well, we have around 5 minutes left, and I want to come back to what we opened the show with, because at the end of the day, okay, we did, for the last roughly 20 minutes, we did talk about a very delicate subject, how to deal with a toxic employee or a low performer. But now let's come back to the way we opened it. At the end of the day, we're all about building high-achieving teams. Stephen, what could you share? What are some of the most important tips and techniques that an owner has to know about building that dream high-achieving team?
So we talked about the criteria. Now, how to build it, there's 12 essential elements of a consistently high-achieving team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're not going to have time to go through all 12. We'll try to hit a couple. But if they want the rest of them, just have them email, or people can contact us through the website, and we'll send you the rest. But here's the thing I want you to think about. Important ones, the essential elements, some of the key ones out of the 12 that I want them to focus on, at least at it before the interview's over. And one of them is, well, we covered one, right? The Vegas rule, right? But one I want them to really focus on is be them. Be them. What that means is, whenever we're in a team, whenever we're working with anybody, whenever a relationship we're trying to deal with, have, enhance, or solve problems, we have to go not just be in their shoes, walk in their shoes, but be them. Be them like you're an actor in a play. Like, do you get what's motivating them, what's exciting them? And often people say, well, I don't want to be them because I don't agree with it. Agreement doesn't mean you can't be with them. be them. So what you're doing is you're trying to say, look, from their point of view, what might be motivating them? For example, maybe they're scared. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe the reason why they don't share with me the necessary information is because they don't know what's going to be done with it. Maybe they're afraid it'll be used against them. In fact, the biggest problem in all relationships, period, is what not what people say, it's what they don't say. It's actually what they don't say. Oh. And if you get that unsaid said, that's critical. So when we're being them, just think, not just walking in their shoes, what's it like? Why would they be micromanaging per se? Why would they be distant? Be them. And if you can't be them, start asking questions. Like, so what's going on? How can I help you? If I gave you a magic wand, how could we be better at what we're doing? Here's a great question you can ask any situation. On a scale from 1 to 10, how are we doing in what we're up to, right, working together, right, whatever the case may be on the project? And then say, what's it going to take to make it a 10? And the reason why I like the 1 through 10 and then what will it take to make it a 10 is you're just looking at the future. You're not trying to litigate the past. Right. But here's the neat thing. It's virtually the same answer. So if somebody says, we need to communicate better, we need to work better together, or, you know, this plan isn't working and we need to fix it. Well, that's what they're just saying, what's not working. But now it's much easier for people to share how to improve things than what's wrong with things. So when we're looking at being them, start asking those questions, because I really have found that almost any relationship actually can be fixed, can be moved forward if we believe in another essential element that I love teaching is anything is possible. Mm. Let me just just for
so
a minute
positive,
because I know
sure,
where the show's about to
but
go.
Still, that's so positive.
But, so anything is possible. So here's what I mean. I'm tired of these acronyms where people say, you know, about realistic goals. How do we know what's realistic? You know, when somebody says, I remember one time somebody said to me, do you believe any relationship could be fixed? I said, yes. And he said, well, I don't think so. And I said, well, how's that working for you? Because if you believe something can't get done, it's
how's
never
that working for you? Well, how's that working for you? Race to the bottom.
But, you know, here's what I found by working with some of the top leaders in the country and the world, and I've learned a lot from them, and they believe that anything is possible. So why can't we double revenue? Well, it's never been done before. But it doesn't mean something can't. Every time we think something can't get done, another company outproduces and outthinks us, yeah, because we suddenly just develop our limitations. Mm-hmm. So coming at that, anything is possible. And most of the time, you're going to be right that you can achieve so much more. I love doing this one quick exercise
sure,
to demonstrate.
Sure.
I'll take a group of people and I'll say to them, okay, imagine your boss comes in and says, look, you have the most, I'm going to give you the ideal project. That's going to take half your day, but you still have to do your entire job. So in other words, you got to figure out how to do your current job in half the time. I match them up with partners and I say, it's the ideal project. So you don't want to turn it down. Go. And they come up with incredible ideas. And then at the end of the exercise, I said, well, why aren't you doing this now? Because if you can do the job in half the time, it creates so many other opportunities. But so many people are bought into, I'm doing it the best I can, you know, and what I mean is by not best as in what we're talking about before,
right,
but
right,
they have these limitations of what right, they can achieve. And we can achieve almost anything if we start to believe that.
Steve, we're out of time. What should we do? Well, first, please share with the listeners, what is your website? How could people find out more information and get in touch with you?
Yeah, so if they go to justbehonest.com, that's justbehonest.com. There's obviously a place for us to contact us. And if they share something they've done with the content, in other words, tried it out, taught it, or just shared it with somebody, send me or, you know, email or through the website, whatever the case may be, contact us and pick a product you want. And we'll send you the electronic version for free because I want to reward people to take action. This is what it's all about. So many things can be achieved in life if we just start making some difference by taking action.
Folks, the good news is that this entire episode will be up at MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com. That's the platform that hosts every single past guest, every single episode that we've had here on 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business program. Well, we're out of time, so we're wishing you a great week. And, of course, tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Safliff on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.